This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sasakt Parivar Avyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Ma campaign from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh. The Swasth Nari Sasakt Parivar Avyan is a landmark initiative by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare and the Ministry of Women and Child Development aimed at strengthening healthcare services for women and children across India, with a focus on improving access, quality care and awareness. Described as a Jan Bhagidari Abhiyan, it encourages active participation from private hospitals and healthcare professionals to foster inclusive healthcare delivery. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to visit Arunachal Pradesh on Monday and lay the foundation for several key infrastructural projects in the state. During this day-long trip, PM Modi will virtually lay the foundation for the 2,000-kilometer frontier highway project from IG Park, Itanagar. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation of the Tato hydroelectric project in Siomi district. He will also launch the second phase of the Vibrant Village program. Governor K.T. Parnayak today participated in the virtual launching program of Swasth Nari Sasakt Parivar Abhiyan at Dorji Khandu State Convention Center, Itanagar. The fortnight program was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Indore, Madhya Pradesh. Later in the day, the governor, accompanied by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, launched the state's version of Swasth Nari Sasakt Parivar Abhiyan. They also visited the health kiosks and interacted with the health officials and participants. The governor advised them to ensure accessible and well-organized health services across the state to realize the shared goal of a Swasth Arunachal, Swachh Bharat. Chief Secretary Manish Gupta, Health Minister Biyuram Wage, Home Minister Mama Natung, Urban Development Minister Balo Raja were present amongst the others. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today rolled out the Swachhta Hi Seva 2025 at IG Park, Itanagar, with a Swachhta pledge dedicated to the vision of a cleaner environment. In a social media post, Khandu emphasized that Swachhta Hi Seva 2025 is not just about clean streets, it's about healthier families, a greener environment and a future we can all be proud of. He further added that every effort counts and every hand joined makes Arunachal stronger, cleaner and brighter. Home Minister Mama Natung, Minister for Urban Affairs Balo Raja, Advisor to Urban Affairs Minister Techi Kaso, IMC Mayor Tame Fasang and other dignitaries were also present on the occasion. The Swachhta Hi Seva 2025 campaign took place today in Diwang Valley district, igniting a collective spirit of cleanliness among its residents. Spearheaded by the district administration in the partnerships with the Department of Urban Development and Housing and PHED, RNE, this initiative promises to inspire positive change in the community. Around 150 enthusiastic participants, including students, community members and officials from various departments, participated in the Walkathon, Walk for Swachh Anini. Zilla Parishad Chairperson Upper Siang Lumgeng Litin today officially launched the Swasth Nari Sasakt Parivar Abhiyan along with the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Ma campaign at the district hospital in Kyong. On the occasion, the chairperson inaugurated the Raktadan Amrit Mahotsav, a voluntary blood donation camp. The national award-winning film Chalo Jeete Hain, a moving cinematic tribute to Swami Vivekananda's philosophy, Bas Wahi Jeete Hain, Jo Dusro Ke Liye Jeete Hain, has been re-released across India and it will continue to be screened till October 2, 2025. The critically acclaimed film among the most viewed short films of 2018 will screened in lakhs of schools and nearly 500 cinema halls nationwide. Deputy Commissioner Upper Siang District Talo Jerang yesterday undertook comprehensive field visits to Tuting Subdivision's ongoing developmental projects and villages to assess development needs, strengthen administrative outreach and inspect infrastructure projects. Additionally, the DC also interacted extensively with the BRO officers, army and ITPP jawans, gram buras, PRI members, villagers and local youths. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.